All right, we'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll jump right in this. Father Yah, we just bless your name as always. And we seek wisdom and understanding. We thank you for your presence, and we just glorify you for who you are. And we thank you for the Son, and we honor him on tonight also. And we just thank you for your Spirit that lead and guide us in all truth. And we just bless you for all things. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Alrighty. this morning, I was in prayer about some things I had said. You know what I do on a daily basis. The Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. And there were some things that after I, you know, finished praying, you know, specific things that I was praying for, interceding for, loved ones, there's just a lot of things going on, and I'm not going to call in names, but they were just, you know, just specific things, you know, going on, and I was interceding for. By the way, just be in prayer for, for our sister Sonia's husband and son. The son is in the hospital, and so, you know, keep him lifted up in prayer. And then also her husband Stacy, you know, he's having some issues with his leg, so we keep them lifted up in prayer and believe Yah for his divine will and mercy to come to pass in that situation. So I just wanted to let the entire church know. You know, some of you already know, but I just wanted to make it known to everyone. And we just, you know, believe in God for, again, his divine will to come to pass, and we trust him for their speedy recovery. But as I was interceding, Yah, you know, spoke to me specifically, and there were things that he said to me, and I wanted to share those things with you in a little bit more detail. I wrote about it, and so I'll just read the writing and just refer to it, and then we'll start uncovering layers of things, and there are certain things that I'll reveal a little bit more than what people see as far as the writing is concerned. You know, people when they read the writings and things like that, they may hear a general perspective of a subject matter, but you know, we'll get together and we'll go in detail on some things and really just pull some things out and understand it. And from us coming to understanding of these things, you will perceive even better why I was praying the way I was praying this morning. And it's just that Yah was showing me some things, and then when he spoke to me, the Spirit of Yah came up on me afterwards, and I started to write. And so we'll just deal with that. I don't know if I've given this subject matter before or what, but I titled this "Everything Has a Season and Time." And then what I normally do is when I give a heading, then I'll give the meaning of that heading in the following sentence. That's just how Yah leads me to write. But everything has a season and time. All things have an appointed occasion and duration. That's what season and time mean. When it's your season, it's appointed occasion. And when it's the time, it's dealing with duration, okay? And we find this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now, what has to be understood in this season and time is we have to be very aware. We have to be a word that you hear me say quite a bit in this lesson. We have to be aligned with Yah. And if we're not, then there are things that may or may not happen because we're not aligned with Yah. And so I'll read some more things as far as the writing is concerned, and we'll start uncovering this here. And I go on to say, as I awaken this morning, I begin to pray, Matthew 6:9-13, like I do each day. Afterwards, I prayerfully interceded for specific people. Thus, I was seeking Yah for his divine mercy. Then Yah said unto me, this is a time at which you will be most powerful and successful. I wasn't looking for that. Remember, I'm praying what is commonly understood as the Lord's Prayer. I pray it daily. And then I'm also interceding for other people. So my focus is not on me. But yet Yah decided at that specific time to speak those words to me concerning the time and the season of my life, you know, where I'm living in, you know, the time frame I'm living in at this point. And if y'all recall, I believe last lesson that we had, I was talking about how I feel right now, that, you know, that I'm completely satisfied and things like that. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is because of what Yah just revealed. But at the same time, I was already feeling it and walking in these things. And Yah just manifested with the word to let me know what was truly going on at this stage of my life. Now, because of what he said to me, it also affects each one of you. Because as I'm walking in the most powerful stage of my life, and the highest level of success as far as my life is concerned, everything that is attached to me, whether that's through ministry, whether that's through, you know, people in one facet or another, then there are certain things that affect you because of that. And it has an effect on you, or I'll say it has the potential to affect you in a positive way. Okay. Now, again, referring back to the writing, it says, then Yah said unto me, this is a time at which you will be most powerful and successful. And Yah was saying to me is that this is my season. This is my season, my duration. And because I'm aware of it, then everything that I put my mind to doing, all the actions that I take, they will all succeed. That's why I started making the statements in reference to our project that we'll be in at least certain phases of it by February and things like that, because I'm understanding my season, and I understand now that everything has lined up to this perfect alignment, and I perceive it, and I'm walking in it, and thus it shall be. These things shall be. Okay, so you can expect it. You know, I'm not I'm not concerned as far as, you know, although I mentioned Fairway, I'm not concerned as far as the exact date is concerned, but at the same time, what Ya is doing, I'm very focused and looking forward to that time frame, because I know around that time frame is when that will actually materialize. We will be in that position when that time frame comes. It's the season. It's the appointed time. Y'all's ready now. I put that said, when we come into our appointed occasion and duration, we have to align with it. And so it's vitally important that we discern the time frame and we understand how Yah is moving, and we can't, you know, and we have to move with it. So I'm trying to keep from getting ahead of myself on some things, so I'll keep reading and then we'll come back and just tie everything together here. In other words, we cannot be out of position when it comes to the appointed occasion and duration. Instead, we must be perfectly in harmony with the season and time. I know what I've been born to do. I know what I'm called to do. I'm fully aware of my purpose. I'm fully aware of it. Every facet of it, I'm fully aware of it. But at the same time, if I don't align with the time frame that Yah is bringing things to pass, then I can miss out on my purpose. Okay? And this is something that has to be understood, and we all can relate as I continue to read things, and we'll deal with this now. Again, in other words, we cannot be out of position when it comes to the appointed occasion and season. Instead, we must be perfectly in harmony with the season and time. And all of us have examples, if we be honest, if we honestly judge ourselves, where we missed out on something because we were trying to do it either too early or we were trying to do it too late. And if all of us be honestly judge our life, we'd be like, man, that was a time when I was doing this and that door never opened. Because it wasn't the season and it wasn't the time. We give too much credit to the devil instead of understanding that Yah said, no, there are things that I want it to be done. When our nation, in the book of Acts, when they were told to go to Jerusalem and wait on the promise, they were saying, at this time will we become a nation. Yah was like, you know, Christ was like, it's not for you to know the time of the season. That's in my Father's hand. And when he bring that to pass, he's going to bring it to pass. You just got to be lining up with it. Because if we're not lining up with that time frame, we'll be still doing the things that appears to be a form of godliness, but there's no power associated with it because we're not in the season and the time frame. I remember when Yah first showed me the detail as far as this vision was concerned, and then he brought me out of the vision and he said to me, now wait for it. And at that particular time, I admit I was a little bit frustrated or stressed behind what I had seen. Because what I saw was at such a large magnitude of what I even believed would take place at the time. It was so overwhelming what I saw that I wanted to be there. When I came out of the vision, I wanted to be where that place was, where that time place was. Where that time was, where that season was. I wanted to be there, but Yah said, no, I showed it to you. Now wait. See, we have to be wise enough to understand that y'all may show us something, but it don't mean that we run out and do it tomorrow. We have to be able to discern the time and the season by which y'all is moving, and then we align with it. Remember, because what we discussed in a previous lesson is that Yah has divine purpose for each one of us. He has thoughts for us. He has an expected end for us. And so we can't bring the past, the season by which he expects, we can't bring the past, the vision or the purpose for each one of our lives, because we understand what that purpose is and we just going to go out there and make it happen. No, we have to understand the purpose by which Yah has laid out for us, and we have to walk the path because he ordered the steps of that purpose. And so again, when I saw where we were going, and then he brought me back to what I'm going to call the now, I had to be patient. He gave us a project 13 years ago. We got the first building that we got, the one that we're renovating now, we got that in 2008. But here it is, 2021, and Yah is just now speaking, saying, okay, now this is the season, and this is a time whereby you're going to be most successful. Well, shoot. I didn't think when we got that back in 2008 that it was going to be 13 years later. And we still were not going to be done sit foot in there to carry out that divine plan. But at the same time, he showed things and he revealed things through the whole process. And there were seasons when things needed to take place because there was character being developed. And there was a whole lot of things that we didn't understand. I didn't understand that we were the nation of Israel in 2008. There was a lot of things that was going on in my mind that would have caused me to operate at a level much lower than what I operate in now. Wasn't the season. See, and we have to be careful about that we don't get discouraged because things are not happening in our time frame. We have to trust Yah for what he said and understand that he chooses the time and he chooses the season. And when that time and season is now manifested and those doors start to open and we know that it's Yah without a doubt and things are lining up the way that he said that it was going to do, then we have to move and we have to be available and we have to be ready and we have to be steadfast. We have to be all these different things, because if we don't allow for that time frame to materialize, then it causes delays or it may not happen at all. Now understand what Yah meant when he said, and I told the church, I said, look, if we don't have that, I can't remember the exact year, but it was before the pandemic. I said, Yah said, if we don't have it finished by this specific time, we're not going to finish it. Yah was letting me know, I give you a season whereby these things need to be done, and if you don't finish it in this season, there's some things that's getting ready to hit that's going to cause some delays. Pandemic hit. Everything shut down. Wow. We were still moving, but nowhere close to where it should have been, because things had happened to the point where we missed the season by which Yah was saying, okay, there's some things that need to be in place, need to be taken care of before this happened, because if it doesn't, then you're going to miss that season. And at the same time, because it is my divine plan, I'm going to bring some stuff back around again, but I want you to understand how important it is to align with me instead of aligning with what we think is the time frame or not the time frame. And so here we are. And so the reason why I was interceding, you know, again, I was interceding for for the Woods family. That was one of the family I was praying for. And then he started showing me other circumstances, and I began to intercede for specific people. I'm not going to, you know, call out names and things like that, but some of these people are no longer a part of the church. I was interceding for them because I remember where they were as far as the stages of their lives when they was a part of the ministry. And now years later, I'm getting information, and there are things that's happening to these people, and there has been a consistency of this. So you know, my girls, you know, Haya said in a minute, but my girls, you know, they often talk about it, you know, and Haya's really, you know, she's really vocal about this. She's like, Dad, she's like, man, ain't nowhere in the world, you know, I leave the church, because she's like, every time people leave the church, it's like something happened. Well, that's not something we wish for. And my mindset is, you know, I want everybody to be where they feel like God has put them, whether it's here or somewhere else. You know, that's my goal. I'm not the type of preacher that need members in order to feel like I'm successful. You know, I'm not worried about quantity. I'm a quality kind of guy. Whosoever will, let them hear. Whoever don't, go on and do your thing. That's always been my mindset. I've never been concerned about church growth, I guess because it's been something easy for me to do. Okay? And so, but in looking at these things over the years, there are groups of people that Yah began to show me what happened to them once they got out of season. Once they, you have some that started to lose their minds. You got some. I mean, it's a lot of wild and crazy stuff that's going on with people who decided at one time or another that Yah had sent them here and then changed their mind for whatever reason or another. And as a result of it, there were things that happened because it took them out of their season. And there's a legitimate consistency of that. That's why I don't want to call out names. I just started to intercede and pray. You know, and pray for people that I know that has things going on, but was strong and doing well when they were a part of the ministry and you know, and involved and connected and things like that. And when they started to slack, or when they started to leave and things like that, it's like there were consequences for that. It's a very dangerous thing to be out of season. It's a wonderful thing, as I expressed on last week. It's a wonderful thing to walk in the divine path. But one of the most dangerous things a person can do is to walk outside that divine path. And to now start to implement things out of season. Every time I have experienced the toughest years of my life is when I was trying to do something that I was supposed to do, but it wasn't the time for me to do it. Yah has given me this gift, and people who know me well enough and what I'm about to say know I'm telling the truth. I have no problem getting buildings. That's my least concern. If I see something that I like, I can get it. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how much it costs. It doesn't matter what's going on with that property. If I want it, I can get it. Ain't no doubt about it. But there were times when I would do certain things, and I would feel, although the door would open because I'm gifted to do it, I would have to back off because I've been like, okay, I don't feel peace about this. It's something that I can accomplish, but right now I think I'm ahead of Yah with this particular idea. I'm ahead of Yah with this particular building. I'm ahead of Yah with this particular plan. So let me take a step back and slow down, or I'm moving too slow. Let me speed up the process. I'm procrastinating. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. So let me speed up the process and get aligned with Yah. Because in not doing so, it puts a hindrance in my life and everybody that I come into contact with. You know, so I'm interceding for all these people, and I'm saying, Yah, just give them the wisdom to align with you. As I mentioned to each one of you on last week, I'm gifted to do a whole lot of things. I can do a lot of stuff. I can make a lot of money. But doing so is not aligned with Yah. So it's vitally important that we understand, that we discern the season and time. Now, I'll go back to the writing and just look at a few things again. I'll remind you some stuff. Again, Yah said to me, this is a time at which you will be most powerful and successful. That was a powerful statement. But there were conditions on that. I understood it when he said it. I was like, I'm not going to experience this season of most powerful and most successful if I don't move and adjust and do things the way Yah is revealing that need to be done. Okay? We have to align with it. Okay? In other words, we cannot be out of position when it comes to the appointed occasion and season. Instead, we must be perfectly in harmony with the season and time. And all of us can attest to certain times when we were like, man, if I had done this, that would have happened. And then you get some people that say, well, maybe just one God will. Yes, it was. It's going to come back around. It's just that now we're traveling around the mountain again. It came around. And Yah, as we all understand, we never fail the test. What happens? What happens when you're in school? You never fail the class. Only way you fail the class is if you drop out of school. You're going to keep taking that first grade over and over again until you pass. Because the class and the tests are all designed for you to pass, not to fail. They don't give it to you for you to fail. They give it to you for you to move on. And if you don't move on, you come back to that same test again. So doing it good, going to 5 + 5, and we hadn't learned how to do 1 + 1. So until we learn how to do 1 + 1, we keep dealing with 1 + 1 over and over again until we realize that is 2. Okay, you got that? Now you align with math. Let's move to the next math problem. When it comes to divine purpose, we never lose out. We just, that old saying, history will repeat itself. Y'all like, okay, you didn't get it right again. Go around that mountain again.
Is that what the scripture means where it says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten? Yes, it is. Acorn, catapult, migrate on me, which I sent
among you. Joel 2. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of Yah thy God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. We never lose out in Yah. When it comes to divine purpose, we going to all be what he has called us to be. One way or another, unless we neglect the divine path. we don't align with it. When we don't align with it, then things get very dangerous for each one of us. Person lose their mind. Other things start to happen because Yah is constantly bringing us around to that same point of bringing his divine will to pass. But every time we get to a certain point, we want to do the same old thing over again and get the same result. But we think everybody else is crazy. Yah is like, wait a minute, Lon, you dummy. Have you been this way before? You don't understand the pattern? You did the exact same thing you did the last time. Let's take another trip around that mountain. And you're going to come back around here again. And when this time, you got to discern and line up with my path. See, anything that is not the divine path doesn't keep rolling up. If the same stuff keep rolling up over and over again, it's because it's something within that path, that divine path that we're supposed to accomplish in that divine path to move to the next grade. But every time it is presented to us, we don't align up and y'all is like, I'm patient. I'm a patient God. Take another trip. And we going around that mountain talking about how busy the devil is. And Yah is like, the devil ain't got nothing to do with this. So when I went to Yah and I was like, okay, you had given specific instructions that the project needed to be finished by this specific date. We didn't accomplish that. So I'm like, okay, do we stop now? Do we do something else? You know, do we give the keys to somebody else? Because, y'all, you know, I don't care. I just want to be pleasing to you. I'll give somebody else these keys and let them carry out the plan. Since you gave us a time frame, he said, keep going. Okay, I keep going, but I didn't understand it. Y'all were just saying, go around the mountain again. I'm going to talk to you again 3 years later. I'm going to come right back to the same point in time, and I'm going to tell you again, and I'm going to give you a specific date again. And if you don't do it, I'm going to send you around there again. I got time. So it will happen February by all means necessary. Because I've been given a word that this is the season where I am most powerful and most successful. So yes, it will happen. I am not going around the mountain again on this project. So, just for the sake of conversation, it can happen in February, or it can happen 20 years later in February. It depends on how we align up. It depends on how we align. So that old saying, we're not waiting on Yah. Yah is waiting on us. He's already spoken. Now, I have to warn you again. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. The most dangerous thing is to not align up. It's to not align with that season and time. Because if we continue to do so, it will come a day when Yah will abandon it and choose another. I say this all the time. If I don't do it, Yah got somebody else who will. We're all tools. And I want to encourage you to become an instrument of Yah. Okay. Now, in other words, it was supposed to happen, but it didn't, because we either missed out because we were too early, or we missed out because we were too late. Simply speaking, we didn't comprehend when it was our time. We can't miss our opportunities anymore. You got people, oh man. You got people, especially us as a people, we see some wonderful things taking place, you know, in the earth, and we've been talking about reparations as a nation of people. You know, we need to get paid back for slavery and all these different things and stuff like that. It ain't time. We'll never get that. We'll never get reparations before the time. But y'all promised us that we would. The problem is we trying to get it now, and we still stupid as a nation of people. So it's too early. Payday coming. Not now. It's not the season for it. You look at us as a nation as a whole. But yet, because we now are seeing clearly and aligning with Yah's divine purpose, even when it comes to us as a nation of people, then some of us are going to walk in divine in reparation as far as divine purpose is concerned. Again, Yah said this is a season whereby you will be most successful and most powerful. There's going to come a season when all Israel is walking in the divine power of success and most powerful. But he needs some forerunners right now. He need those who are willing to line up to show the way to a nation of people that's lost. But the only way that that's going to take place is we have to discern our time and our season and walk in it. And walk in it according to righteousness, not this old foolishness that you see preachers walking in nowadays. Got people lusting after money and things and all this here, and think that they're not blessed unless they drive some or live some certain places or have certain things and look a certain way and all these different carnal things that people are used to say, see, God is good. We can't miss our opportunities no more, church. You know, when I started out doing this, the beard wasn't gray. That was almost 30 years ago. Time is passing by. How many times do we think that we get? There are some people who will stand before Yah in the day of judgment and look at things that they were supposed to do. But they didn't accomplish those things because they allowed their time and season to pass them by. But Pastor, I thought y'all make me. No. I said before you, life and death, blessings and curses, choose. Choose whom you're going to serve. Many are called and few are chosen, but the chosen have to walk the divine path, or they're just called. The chosen are the one who walk the path. How do you know when you're chosen? You walk in the path. How do you know when you were called? You heard the summons. My pastor used to say this all the time. He said the chosen are the one who actually showed up. The chosen are the doers and not the heroes only. It doesn't matter if we know our purpose. It only matters when we do what we know. I know, I've seen it. United Ministries is supposed to reach the world. We're not chosen until we do it. We're called for sure to reach the world. But we don't fit the category of chosen until we walk the path. He was dealing with the lesson conversation last week about the call into the supper, and what we discussed is how when he bid everyone, you know, bid his servants to go to highways and byways and call, you know, basically anybody to the supper, there were some who showed up. But there was one who showed up, but he wasn't dressed properly. And although he was there, he still didn't align with the wedding, with the wedding apparel. What happened to him? He was bound hand and foot and cast in the outer darkness. Y'all said the kingdom of heaven is like that. You know, you can be sitting right in the midst of divine purpose and not align up and don't benefit none. And if that happens, Yah forbid, there's nobody fault but ours. Yah is like, I've given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. Align with that. You don't have to go find anything. I've already provided it. It just takes alignment. And once the alignment is there, everything materializes. I realize in my life journey that every time I align with something, it didn't matter what it looked like in the bank. When I align with that purpose, everything manifested. That's why I tell people, I don't need money to get building. All I need is to align with what y'all want us to have. We have four buildings on two campuses. A total of $100 for all four. It don't take money to get buildings. We proved that four times. All it takes is alignment with divine purpose. And when we align with that divine purpose, nothing can stop that from coming to pass. So if something is not materializing, then I have to check to see where I am out of line. because I know y'all want me to have those things because that's why my desire is there. So if it's not happening, I have to take a look at it and say, where am I not aligning with y'all's divine purpose? You know, I tell you all this to encourage you because we are on our way. We are going to align. We are going to be successful. So when Yah said to me, he said, this is the season whereby you are most powerful and most successful, then you need to grab a hold to that coattail. You need to follow me as I follow Christ. Because the divine decree has been placed on your leader and you have the same authority to walk in that divine plan and purpose because it affects you, like I said earlier. How can I walk in most powerful and most successful and you not experience it if you not experience that if you're aligning with that? Those who stay on the outside are the one who doesn't align. I'll say this, I'm finished, as I get ready to close. Look forward to the days ahead. Walk in expectancy. Don't focus on trying to figure out how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. We've already been given the mandate. We're in our divine power and success. We're walking it. Everything you put your hand to in divine purpose and align with that divine purpose will come to pass. I don't care what it is. So let's none of us lose focus now. This is the season. That's the reason why Yah led me to have no dealings with the city. Season was passed. Y'all was like, I gave them a chance to be a part of what I was doing on that property. Y'all said, I gave them a chance. They missed their season. They was too busy trying to take over instead of aligning with what I had given y'all as a ministry to do. They were too busy trying to take it. They saw how pretty it was. They started putting it in newspapers. They started claiming it for themselves. Y'all say they were too busy trying to steal it instead of lining up with it. Their season is up. And there may be some things that we may do in reference as far as the city later on down the road. Only when they line up to what Yah is doing, we're not going to line up to what they're doing. Unless they line up with what Yah is doing. That's been the issue. All these folks that have come to us over the years, they were not aligned with what Yah was doing with us. Calm down. No. We'll give you $1 million to let us lease space on your first floor. No. Let us lease 40,000 square foot of space for just 2 years. No. You know how much money that could have been for us? just let us do this for a short period of time. No. You're not in line with what Yah is doing there. We were going to do some things as far as the Dallas Police Department was concerned. That's out of season now. They didn't align with it. And because they didn't align with it, we ain't dealing with them. Unless they come back around and align with what Yah's doing in that community. We're not aligning with them. We're aligning with Yah. We are in line with Yah, and everything that we come into contact with must also be in line with Yah. Got all these folks sitting up there waiting on us to get it finished, and they're already asking, you gonna let us lease space for church? No, if you're not aligning with Yah. That season is over with. We're not just trying to provide church space for the unskilled. That was the time when that was okay. Y'all said, not now. The season is too serious. People are hurting. People are seeking the right way. You know, we ain't got time for the height of the service being, man, pastor preaching. We shout it all over the church. Out of season for that now. The folks sick and folks sick and folks things going on with people. It's time out for playing church now. People need answers. They need to hear from Yah. As I get ready to close here, opportunities are presenting themselves again for each one of us. They're going to come around. You got to discern it when you see it. You got to discern it when you see it. And you have to align with it. And you got to know when it's Yah, and you got to know when it's not. Remember what I said. I'll read it again, and then I'm finished if y'all don't have any questions or comments. What I said is, in other words, well, I'm going to go back. I said, when we come into our appointed occasion and duration, we have to align with it. In other words, we cannot be out of position when it comes to the appointed occasion and duration. Instead, we must be. And here it is. Here's the word. We must be perfectly in harmony with that season. I just saw a flash of this, so I'm going to say it. Have any of you ever tried to put a screw that was prefab, a screw that was prefab to fit a certain hole, whether you were screwing in a chair or in a wall, you was putting something together and they had that hole there and that screw was supposed to fit or align with that hole. But you know, there were times, you know, because I do it every now and then, you don't want to read the instruction because, you know, sometimes we think we know it all. You know, so I can look at that and be like, I can put that chair together. Don't realize the leg has to go a certain way. But in my mind, because I didn't make it, I think it ought to go this way. And before you know it, I'm taking that screw and I done made a hole that wasn't in a line with the hole that was originally prefab to fit perfectly. It made it easy. And made it more sturdy. But I made my own hole. What I'm saying in a nutshell is Yah has our divine destiny prefab, and we have to align with it. We have to become the screw that fits the hole perfectly how it was designed to fit. And other than that, the reason why we're having such a hard time is we're going around trying to make all these holes in places where they shouldn't be. Divine paths is easy to walk in, whether things are difficult or not. The path is still easy when it's difficult. When we're walking in divine paths and aligning with it, if not, the very simplest thing we try to do is hard. Because here we're trying to make a hole with a screw, and we neglecting the prefab hole that was sit perfectly that we're supposed to align with to make that chair sturdy. Sturdy, whichever. I get what I'm saying. I'm just tired. I'm tired all the time because you're out of line. Now, you know we all get tired and different things like that. But I said tired all the time. That's what I said. Sometimes it's a good tired. The body does get tired, but I'm talking about tired from a mental state. Man, it's just like I'm struggling and straining all the time. It's like, out of line, man. Come on. Y'all ain't saying that. Alright, last thing again, just don't miss your opportunities. How do you know when it's an opportunity? How do you know when it's divine path? Maybe a question, somebody says, well, okay, Pastor, well, how do I know? Every time I walk the divine path, mm-hmm. there is peace. Mentally, I know I'm doing what I should be doing. If you ever question whether you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or not, whether you should be doing what you're supposed to be doing or not, it's not divine path. When it's divine path, you know. It bears witness with your spirit that you are. You know, the spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the sons of God. How you know you say? My mental state bear witness with the kingdom of the Most High Yah that I belong to Him. No. I don't question that. Oh. I don't wake up in the morning and say, am I in right standing with you, Yah? Oh. Now there are times when I do get up and say, Yah. Am I still on the divine path? Have I taken any? I'll do that. But I know what the path is. Let your mind be the gauge. When you have no peace, then sit down somewhere. If all of us be honest, I'm trying to close. Time I put a wheel down, he jumped back up into the to the plane. And I started flying again. If all of us be honest, we all are able, or at one time or another, are able to determine when we on the wrong path. There are signs there. There are warnings there. man, something told me. Something told me not to do that. Or something told me to do that. I wonder who that something is. If they so right all the time, or if that something is so right all the time, I wonder who that something is. There's only one that I can think of that's right all the time. And if every time I acknowledge something said, something gave me good advice, then it must be y'all. Think about it. Every time each one of us have said something told us to do or not to do, and we followed or didn't follow the instruction, it always worked when something said, right? When we obey something said, it always worked. I wonder who that is. He deal with all of us. And we know without a doubt that we should obey something said. We were forewarned. Something told me to do that. I didn't do it. Something told me not to do that. I did it anyhow. Who is he? Since he's always right. You thought you had to be saved all the time? For that something said, he been talking to you all your life. That something said was talking to you when you were a little boy or a little girl. That something has always said, and you either obeyed it or you didn't. I have learned in my state of maturity to obey it all the time. Something said, I know who he is. He's the Most High Yah. So I don't acknowledge him as something said anymore. I say, Yah said. Think about that as I get ready to close. The something said in your life has been right every time. Who you think it is? There's only one I know that's right all the time. And he never called himself something said. So you need to discern who it is and acknowledge him and walk in it every time he say it. You pick red, but something said pick blue. And as a little kid, you said, man, something told me to pick blue. He was working with you then. He was teaching you how to hear and how to. He was preparing you even back then to walk in the divine path. He just took colors. Pick a color. Red. Nah, it's blue. Something said it was blue. Don't miss your opportunity anymore. All right, I'm through. Any questions, comments, anybody? We good. All right. I'll stop there. Father, y'all, we just bless you for your gracious time and season. We now understand that the things are meant to happen in certain time frames, and sometimes we missed out. But we love you because you love us enough to bring that divine path back around at another time. When we matured enough to see and to understand, to comprehend that it is your will that we walk in that season and in duration. We're discerning you more and more as we mature as your children. And we just count it a blessed privilege to be a part of your divine path. And we acknowledge you in it, and we ask you to continue to show us the way. And bless us that when you reveal a way that we are wise enough to walk the path. And we just glorify you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.